I believe in miracles.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
I don't want anybody tells you words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
90% of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn. From success, not so much.
Keep moving forward.
Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This small business podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing. We're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. This week, we sit down with LeVar Stackhouse. He is the owner of Attention to Detail, a mobile car detailing service. But first, we've got another small business marketing tip to talk about. For today's marketing tip, let's talk about the content on your website. Most of us understand that we need to produce content on our website. Usually that's for search engine optimization purposes. Search engines see new content on a website and know that you're making an effort to attract more people. It gives those search engines an opportunity to crawl and index new terms on your site or build more confidence and higher ranking in the terms that you already have. So most of us focus on creating new content until we get to that point where we think, I cannot figure out how to say the same thing I've been saying over and over again in a different way. Hey, a tip within a tip here. AI is really good at helping you do exactly that. But instead, we usually just write new content. Be sure not to overlook the value of the existing content on your website. It's probably already drawing a lot of traffic to your site, especially if you have a page that's ranking well for a particular term and it's bringing in lots of your customer base. Instead of building all that new content, you could just update old content with new data or new visuals or a new perspective, like if AI comes along and gives you a slightly new nuance to what had been your best advice on that topic. Then republish that page with more and better content, and you'll see even more traffic as a result. You could also repurpose that old content as an infographic or a video or a slide deck or all of those things. And you can turn a series of blog posts into an ebook or send it out as an email series. That's this week's marketing tip. Repurpose that old content that's already working for you, and you're going to win. All right, welcome back to the show. We are joined by LeVar Stackhouse. He is the owner of Attention to Detail, mobile car detailing service. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right, happy to have you here. Mobile car detailing. Give us an overview about the business and what you do.
Come to your house, your office, your... wherever you are.
Wherever you happen to be.
And make magic, man. Turn my headphones on, turn my generator on, plug into your house, and make magic, man.
Just make everything beautiful.
Yeah.
That's, tell me the origin story. How did you get started on this? Go back in time and tell us, you know, of all the industries and all the businesses you could possibly be in, what was it about auto detailing that was where your passion led you?
I love that question. Just had an epiphany one day, actually before me and my wife were having our first kid. I was currently working at Topgolf. Shout out Topgolf.
Yeah.
But I had a little free voucher for the waterway out there, and I'm just in line. It was like an hour wait. And I'm like, dude, I can do that. And I was already kind of going through the gambit of like starting my own business, working for myself, just kind of what can I do? You know what I mean? And so I'm out there, I'm watching these guys just kind of toss dirt around. And so I've got on my phone, I'm typed in mobile car detailing. Let's see what's going on. And sure enough, there was a bunch of guys doing it. I mean, out in Kansas. And so I was like, dude, think I can kind of get in this game, you know? Mm-hmm. And so one thing led to another, talked it over with the missus, and the game was made,
it's
man.
On.
You know,
yeah.
The work part of it, you know, was easy, you know, the legality side, technicality, you know, getting your business started, licenses, and all blah, 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 blah. That stuff is the only thing I really had to consider. But I mean, I knew I could do it. I'd already worked at J. Wolf back in the day, so I kind
of,
you know, knew how to clean a car.
Part of, yeah.
You know,
was
it wasn't
part.
Rocket science on how to clean a car, but just the business side of things, so to speak. And so that was that, man. And that was about 7-8 years ago now. And Here I am, man. It's been fun.
Well, and here you are. Let's dive into that a little bit, because you were recognized by the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce as one of the small business superstars in 2022, 23, 24. Like, you picked up honors for the best of the Northland as a top auto detailer. So congratulations on all that first.
Thank you.
You quoted Taylor Swift from the Grammys when she said, the award is the work. Tell us what that means to you.
First off, thank you for that. And also, anyone can vote for me for this year.
That's right. If you need
best
to,
of
if you
want to best vote. Of Northland. But the Taylor Swift, man, I just love quotes. Mm-hmm. And the Grammys, I honestly just watch it for that part of it, the quotes and just the speeches and just to see what their minds are like, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? So I can just impart that on my day-to-day life. And that one really stuck with me, man. Of course, you know, Taylor's the talk of the town right
now. Yes.
So, you know, I was tuned into that a little bit more, of course, but mm-hmm. just listen to her talk, man. It just kind of, cause I don't really listen to her music that much, but just kind of seeing that and listening to those words, man, it just really resonated because, you know, like you just said, I mean, I've, you know, won awards, so to speak, but that doesn't really matter, man, because, mm-hmm. you know, when you're out there in a 100-degree day in a driveway with your headphones on, sweating bullets, that's the award.
That's
you know what
award.
I mean?
Yeah,
to see the mom come out that's in the house tweedling with her kids, and she comes out, she's like, my car is clean, kids, so don't ever get in it again, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that part of it is like, you know, and that, I could, of course, I'm not Taylor Swift or anyone of that ilk, but I still could understand what she was saying. Like, you know, that night, does it compare to her mm-hmm. in the studio 2, 3 a.m., probably, you know, getting some lyrics together or whatever the case may be, man. So quotes in general really resonate with me because, you know, it's just a good way for me to see the mind of other people and imparted on my life. So
you talked about the you know, seeing that person come out and see their car after it's mm-hmm. been done. What is the best part of the job? What is the most rewarding part of seeing that happen?
Honestly, that, man, the customer service side of it, you know, because like I just said, anybody can clean a car, man. It's not mm-hmm. rocket science, but truly caring about it and you know, having somebody come out and appreciate the time you spent mm-hmm. on their car, you know what I mean? And so it really is a joyful feeling, like, you know, it's rewarding, you know, kind of just to right. get back to that again. So that is the best part, man, you know, the work for yourself and know that everything you're doing is for you, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Mm-hmm. It's for you, you know what I mean? And your family, and it just feels good, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So,
well, and I know customer service is something that you've described as being really important to you in your business, especially in a service-based business like yours. Mm-hmm. What is your approach to customer service? How do you stay focused on that service?
Pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, I know it's simplistic to mm-hmm. a degree, but if you just genuinely pay attention, you know what I mean? Like how we're talking right now,
sure.
you know, just a genuine conversation, but you're paying attention
right.
to what someone's talking about, man. And it really goes a long way, honestly. The car cleaning part of it, it's going to take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
what else? You know,
yeah,
I always
yeah.
say that with everything in life. What else?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you won an award. You know, you did these things.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Yeah.
So it's always something else. And so, you know, to truly care about someone's car and their personal time and possessions, you know, whether it be, you know, collecting their chains in the center console, you know, and really, you know, taking care of their stuff. If I see the little kid's favorite little toy maybe wedged under the seat, I'm not going to throw that away. I'm going to put that to the side because Timmy might have been looking for that forever.
That's right. Care. Just be a good human and
thank
care
you.
And pay attention.
Thank you, especially in 2024.
This should not be rocket surgery, should it? This should be easy to come up with. Well, speaking of the pay attention and care, what
what is the future of the business? What's next? Where does it go from here? Where does attention to detail go?
Man, that's a dazzling question. I've thought about that for quite a while because I've already dipped my feet in other regions of life. And so my end game, I truly want to bring all the detailers together and kind of make an Amazon in Kansas City, because we don't really have a design detail store here. And so, you know, you can get a few things at your Home Depots, Walmarts of the world, places like that. But our specialty items that we need, you know, our steamers and extractors and then the specialty equipment, you have to get on Amazon or you know, the websites and things like that. And that takes time. You know? So if I'm out there, you know, in your driveway and my nozzle head breaks, I can't run down to Home Depot and pick one up.
Oh, right. You see what I mean? Yeah, so you've got to have something
in the back. One of those. Yeah. You know, you have a backup, or it's just one of those conversations you have to have. Hey, you know, this happened. Mm-hmm. I'm going to maybe have to order another one, you know, unfortunately. And you know, you have those conversations, and that's customer service. And so, but getting a shop and because there's other regions that have them as well, I've kind of looked into. And so getting a storefront to where I have all supplies for all our local detailers to, you know, come and get equipped, you know what I mean? Because it's getting more popular, and I love to see that. I love to see my buddies ask about it. I love to see there's been a few clients of mine, their husbands have started businesses. So it's been cool to see detailing get bigger, you know what I mean, in this area, because it's bigger in like Texas, Florida, California, of course. Yeah, so yeah. To kind of see it, you know, take hold here has been great. Yeah. So, that's kind of my end goal, because, of course, you know, man, I've been in it 8 years now, so it's... Mm-hmm. My body is my body. You know?
Yeah, there's a limit to exactly, what you
exactly.
What you can
and
do.
I'm a one man band, so I don't envision like getting employees and things like that. So, getting a storefront and helping other detailers is probably going to be
move right up the food chain.
There you go.
Good choice. Well, I think LeVar Stackhouse. I think we're ready to go into the lightning round.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to start with, you know, just the. There are all kinds of Instagram and TikTok accounts out there that are dedicated to the soothing art of showing something that goes from disgusting to amazingly clean. It's a very satisfying kind of thing to watch. You can stare at them for hours. Mm-hmm. Are you just a big natural fan of those kind of things, or do those accounts just look like work to you?
No, they. There was one guy when I first started. Of course, because I just love taking notes. I mean, I'm not above board learning. I'm going to ask questions. And so when I first started, I would watch a lot of those videos. There was a couple that I would love to watch, like Detail Freak, Chauffeur's Garage, and guys like that. So, yeah, that stuff was definitely appealing to me. And it cures my OCD a little bit, you know, because... I like to see something clean and nice.
I was curious if there was just a little bit of that OCD in there.
Oh yeah.
You don't ask about somebody. You let somebody else bring up their OCD. You don't ask about that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm go back into your history and your background, and you have an avionics maintenance technology degree from the Aviation Institute.
Yeah.
How did that come about? And why aren't you helping us keep bolts on Boeing's doors right now?
I honestly. It was just maintenance. And so going through schooling and things of that nature, I just wasn't aware fully of coming out of school, the training you needed, the experience you needed. So I just wasn't equipped to go work at the airport, places like that. So I always like to tell people that's kind of my in the back pocket when I'm like 50, 55 years old, I can go work on the ramp at MCI, just be my retirement plan. But I just didn't go down that field. I mean, being in a warehouse did not appeal to me, as you see. I mean, I love to talk to
people.
And so at the time, it sounded appealing, but... just wasn't the path of life. That's all.
Gotcha. Well, I want to see with this next question if we can out you or if you live this life. You do great attention to detail in everything that you do. That is the the whole job is to make sure that everything, you know, you're getting into the tiniest details. Does that only apply to cars? Like if we ask a family member, your wife, people who know you, are we going to find out that it's like the cobbler's kids with no shoes and that you at home, you're just this giant mess everywhere?
No, especially if you ask my wife, I want things my way more times than not. I am a tad particular with things. Mm-hmm. You know, that may be saying that lightly, but, you know, I always like to tell people, and I tell my kids all the time, if you don't know what you like, how are you going to know what you want?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's, you know, it's a thin line, but yeah, I don't try to overstep too much, but if I know or see that my way could be correct, I, you know, subtly imply my ways, you know.
Honey, the fork in the dishwasher goes this way, not that way. Yeah, there's a reason
why. We've definitely been down that fork up or down thing, and I've honestly, that's funny you mentioned that, because I've asked other people that, and it's kind of 50-50 thing with the fork up, fork down.
Tines up, tines down. Which one is the right way to go? Is there a right way to go?
I am a fork down guy.
Okay. Okay. Well, and you know, everybody has their own way of doing things.
I don't want to grab in. You grab the top of the fork. I don't think.
Yeah, you've got your hands on the tines. That's just not the way. It's not the way to do it. You know, there's a right and a way to do right way and a wrong way to do just about everything. It's knowing yourself and knowing whether or not helping someone else see the right way is going to be a good thing for you, or if it's going to be either a short trip to the, you know, divorce attorney, or you
stand
know,
stand down.
That's
soldier.
Right. Easy guy.
Stand
don't
down.
You don't need to tell them that. You don't need to tell them. As a business owner, what part of your business do you wish you knew more about?
To continue the wife trend, probably the financial side of things. She handles our tax, my taxes, like keeps my business licenses in order. And, you know, she keeps me legally obligated.
Compliant. Legally
there you
compliant.
Go. There you go. So maybe that side of things. And so, because, you know, I'm a people's person through and through, you know, the work, you know. So that side of it, maybe I could probably be a little more knowing of.
Well, you know, the nice thing about being an entrepreneur is that you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to know what you know, and then, you know to get the right people to do the rest of it.
There you go.
So
you go. I know who to give my money to. That's about it.
That's a good start. How do you celebrate a big win? Let's say you've accomplished a goal, you've done something, you know, that you're proud of, that you know you've been working on for a long time. How do you celebrate that?
It's always going to be either a concert, which I'm going to one here in a few days, or an Eagles game. And so I always save all my, you know, brownie points and things that I save up throughout the year, and small wins for Eagles games.
Gotcha.
Football season. So summer is, you know, fun, family time, stuff like that, and all that good stuff. But football season, I do like to get to one Eagles game on the road a year.
Oh, on the road. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I go to one on the road a year. Of course, this past year was easy because they came to me.
That's right. It was a much shorter commute for you to get to.
That was great.
Both Kelsey's play against each other.
That was a good time. Wish the weather was a little better, but
yeah,
whatever. It's football season. So, yeah, that's my me time, so to speak. A good concert or good Eagles game. That's how
excellent.
I celebrate.
Do you have a best concert of all time? This was the top.
Probably the second Drake concert.
Not just the first, the second.
It was the second. Not Take Care. It was the concert after the Take Care tour. He had, like, literally in the ceiling, he had like a raptor, and it was all like a walk raptor thing, and the raptors, and It was so cool. I just remember it. And one part of the songs, he did like drop down and like the walkway drop down through the ceiling. And it was so cool. But yeah,
it
was probably my favorite that I could remember. I went to a Jay-Z concert back home when I was super young, but I don't really remember that. So I can't say that was the best. I wasn't an adult yet. I couldn't really enjoy.
Right. I sometimes ask about a concert regret. And I'll give you the setup for it and see if you have something similar. The concert regret for me was like, I'm in line to buy tickets back when you were, you know, physically in line to buy tickets, and Nirvana was in town. And I was like, you know, the next person in line, and I got up there and they're like, all the floor seats have just been sold. You just missed out on it. You know, and I thought to myself, you know, if I can't be on the floor, I'll get them the next time they're in town. And of course, no, they never come back after that. So do you have that same kind of concert regret?
I
wish I would have seen.
I do, but I don't. My last bucket list guy is Usher. And thankfully, it was funny because before he did the Super Bowl, I was telling my wife, like, dude, that's my last guy I want to see. Like, I really want to see Usher. And when I was in high school, I had a chance to go see him. But, of course, I was in high school, so, you know, I couldn't buy the, you know. So it just wasn't conducive at the time. And so that's kind of been, like, the one, you know.
If I could see, get back there. That's right. So that's right.
I'm looking forward to getting to one of his shows on that tour for sure. Because, I mean, he's by far my favorite artist of all time.
So. Well, all right. Well, LaVar Stackhouse, you have succeeded. You've made it through the lightning round. So thank you very much for making it through there. How can people find you if they want to learn more, if they want to get in touch with you, if they want all of the magic to happen on their cars? How do they find you?
I would honestly just Google me. You can Google Attention to Detail. I'm on Google if you're in the Northland, or LaVar Stackhouse on all socials. Just first name, last name. Nothing special. You'll find me. I'm out there. Yeah, man. Let's have some fun. My website's linked to all my socials, too. So, yeah, I'm not hard to find. Let's have some fun. Let's make some magic.
Step number one. All right. Well, LaVar Stackhouse, owner of Attention to Detail, mobile car detailing service, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, Jeff. Appreciate it.
And that is our show. Thanks to our guest, LaVar Stackhouse. And thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.